You're listening to SBS News.
For many LGBTQI plus people, the sporting field can be an intimidating place. Footballer Jackson Bova experienced firsthand the toll homophobic comments can take.
So I grew up playing soccer. I started when I was about nine. And when I was playing for my club back in my area, I never really felt comfortable talking about who I was or coming out. And then I was actually very close to giving up the sport.
His sentiments are shared by Frankie Sullivan, a Sydney Flying Bats player who identifies as genderqueer and non-binary.
I think historically there's been a lot of exclusion and transphobia and issues with sponsorship and people not wanting to be out and people sort of worrying about whether or not they'll be kind of accepted or discriminated against. And I think it's just very important to send that message that sport is here for everybody and, you know, you should be accepted as you are.
Both players are competing in the Pride Football Australia tournament in Melbourne. Teams from Sydney and Melbourne are taking part in the two-match event. The aim for players is not just to win, but to bring together a diverse group of sports fans. James Cardle from Pride Football Australia is one of the organisers.
It's important for us to have a presence in the community, and it's just a really, really good way of bringing sporting clubs together and just being proud of who we are and playing the game that we love.
Joining the tournament this year is former Newcastle Jets player Andy Brennan. In May, he became the first Australian professional soccer player to come out as gay.
My experiences since coming out, there's been nothing near what I thought it would be. I was a bit scared, I was fearful of what people might say and think, but you know, it's been brilliant.
Now Brennan is lacing up for the Melbourne Rovers to show football can be an inclusive space for closeted players.
You know, the more things like this happen, the more people see that it's okay and you can be themselves, football will be better for it. And, you know, the more all sport does to do this, it's just going to create a better environment for everyone to play in and feel included, which is so important.
While attitudes to LGBTQ plus people are improving in the sporting world, there are still gaps in representation at the top level, especially in the men's game. Only 8 gay players who've played professional football have chosen to come out. The safety of LGBTQ plus football fans has also been a concern ahead of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, where homosexuality is illegal. Qatar says gay and transgender fans will be welcome to attend if they respect Qatari customs. Brennan says it's up to nations like Australia to set a better example to the world.
I think that's really important that, you know, countries or places that are inclusive, that they keep pushing for a more inclusive sport in general, you know, worldwide. And I think that, you'll get there eventually.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.